noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Forty-eight years ago today, it was a Friday, November 22nd, 1963, JFK assassinated in downtown Dallas. And since then, it has been one of the most talked about events in American history. There are a lot of conspiracy theories out there, and still with us on the Ticket Hotline is our NFL insider, Michael Lombardi, who is going to now discuss the Kennedy assassination with our own great Gordo, Gordon Keith. Gordo is a lone gunman guy. Michael is a conspiracy theorist. So how would you guys like to start?
All right, here's how we have to start, Michael, because there are so many conspiracies out there. We've got to get at least in the same ball field in order to play ball here. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually involved in the conspiracy that killed Kennedy? In other words, did he fire his shots?
I do think he was an operative, and I think when you just trace his background, I think when you look at some of the events in his life and the things that he was involved with, and, you know, let's just start when he's in Minsk and he all of a sudden renounces his citizenship in Russia as an American.
Mm-hmm.
And then not even 6 months later, he decides he wants to come back with a Russian wife, and he gets back into the country. To me, I have a little problem with that in the middle of the Cold War. Now, maybe today you can go over to Russia, marry somebody, and come home and renounce your citizenship and just easily walk into the United States and take a direct flight to Fort Worth. But I have a problem with that. But I think ultimately it's a bigger issue, and he's part of the biggest issue of all, is he's involved somehow, some way.
Okay. Somehow, some way. This is how I think it's very clear that he was involved. He brought his rifle, a rifle that he purchased using an assumed name, shipped to his P.O. box using his own handwriting. This was the same rifle that he had used, by the way, to attempt to assassinate General Edwin Walker in April of the very same year. As a matter of fact, in his own handwritten confession to that shooting that he left Marina that day, he acknowledged such. So he has that rifle. That rifle is the one that mysteriously appears at the sixth floor, mysteriously in quotes, the day of the assassination, and the one that was found. The bullets involved in the assassination all trace back to that rifle to the exclusion of all other weapons. So we know that Oswald's rifle was the one that fired these fatal shots. Also, his were the only fingerprints found around there of any of these workers up there in the sniper's nest. Palm prints, fingerprints everywhere. His fingerprints on the actual gun, on the underside of the barrel, which is where it was. He had to assemble it that day. All this evidence adds to that he was the gunman. But you say, which we both are stipulating all this, the attempted assassination of Edwin Walker, the killing of President Kennedy, wounding of Conley, and the shooting of Officer Tippit 45 minutes later. Oswald did all that, but you're saying that he could have had someone who knew about what he was going to do.
I think you know that certainly having his fingerprints there is easily explainable. But let's go back.
How is that easily explainable? Just by the way,
it's his gun. I mean, he's going to have his fingerprints on his gun, and obviously it works out. And there is things called gloves. But let's just look at Oswald as a rifleman. Let's just examine his career as a rifleman.
Okay.
We know he's no expert marksman. And we've had people go up there, expert marksmen go up there and try to attempt those three shots.
This is common misinformation that Oswald couldn't shoot a gun. He was a trained Marine. He had sharpshooter score. I've seen his actual sharpshooter Marine scorecard. He's a fine shot. And he was shooting at 200 yards without a scope on that.
Well, without a scope and with a faulty rifle, but okay.
There was nothing faulty about the rifle, by the way. There's another misinformation.
Well, it's misinformation if you take the point that you take. Obviously, you know, the reality of the situation is he, obviously, when you watch this, there's no way he could make all those three shots in the amount of time he did them with the sturdy hand that he had.
Also not true.
And if he was, then how do you explain his advance? How do you explain what this guy does with no money at all. How do you explain that he goes to Mexico City? How do you explain
he went by bus? He connected in Houston, went down to Laredo. He went by bus, the same way everybody else on that bus went.
How do you explain that he's in New Orleans handing out leaflets? How do you explain it?
He lived there at the time.
Well, why did he go there? I mean, was there that many jobs?
He lived there and worked down there. He was from New Orleans.
Tampa and Lafayette Street, passing out Fair Play for Cuba.
He grew up in New Orleans.
Why was he in Tampa when Kennedy was assassinated? There was an attempt on Kennedy's life early part of November in Tampa.
He wasn't there in Tampa.
Well, there's sightings of him in Tampa. And
there's sightings of him.
We know this for a fact. We know this for a fact.
We know what is for a fact.
That the Tampa Tribune released documentation that there was a shot fired in Kennedy's motor car. Now, if you know he was attempted in Tampa 3 weeks earlier, why wouldn't the Secret Service have put a bubble on him that day?
He was the one that decided to go without the bubble that day. Well, and that bubble, by the way, was not a bulletproof bubble.
All right. Well, let's go further.
I want to comment on this idea of conspiracy thinking that, hey, there was a previous attempt on his life, therefore it must be connected with Oswald too. This is such bad thinking. You mean to tell me that
there's a trend.
There is no trend. If some nut comes up and kills someone, and then you investigate everybody else who said that there were other people who wanted to kill him too, well, that means they must all be in bed together. No. That means that
well,
one of them... I've gone to a bar, and the hottest girl in the bar, every guy in there wanted to sleep with her. One guy ends up taking her away. Does that mean all the other guys were in on this? No.
Well,
they didn't get to her first.
It's hard to believe that you can rationalize that the man's life was attempted in Tampa, which there's not...
Presidents have attempts on their lives.
All right, but let's go back further. Let's examine... If you're so right about Oswald, then why do I have to wait till I'm dead? In the year 2039, before all the documents are going to be released, how do you if Oswald is the guy you say he is, and certainly there's documentation based on the single bullet theory that you've read that he's innocent, that he's the man who did it, and I'm crazy, and most of America's crazy.
No, I don't think you know what I think. You're just misled.
The 1979 Selective Committee, headed by our inspector, which does say there was a conspiracy.
Okay, wait.
By our government.
Now we have to stop there because this is a huge point for conspiracy theorists. The House Select Committee on Assassinations in 1979. It's often cited that they found with a 95% that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy. But what they don't tell you, the people who cite that fact, they quickly run away from the House Select Committee on Assassinations. You know why? Because the House Select Committee on Assassinations also found that Oswald fired all three shots, that they feel there was a fourth shot based on that faulty dictaphone audio evidence that was later disproved. And you know what they said? You know what the House Select Committee said? That there was a fourth shot, and the fourth shot missed.
Well, maybe
so wait, the House Select Committee says Oswald acted.
Saw somebody over there by the grassy knoll.
This is we can't stay on point. We can't stay on point long enough to get to where you want to cite the House Select Committee for one single thing and then run away from them on everything else they found.
Well, all I'm saying is there's enough proof there. Now, why am I have to wait till 2039 to get to all this documents?
That is kind of weird. What is that all about?
I don't understand this point.
They don't release documents until they feel like everyone that was involved
is
dead.
No, they don't release documents until, for example, Robert Caro has spent the last 10 years at the LBJ Library in Dallas, in Austin, researching his fourth book on LBJ, which is going to go into detail about the assassination, but he's had a hard time getting documentation from even the LBJ files, which he's there because he can't get clearance on them until 2039, because he's told there's sensitive material that would affect that would affect lives today in America.
Right, that's
how is that possible?
Craig is asking why they do that, why they delay the release of all documents on something, and
they do it because they say it would affect somebody's life today or embarrass somebody today.
Right. That's the excuse they give.
Okay.
Hey, I'm all for them. Hey, release everything. Embarrass everyone. But if these documents come out and they don't say what you want them to say, you know what you're going to say, Michael?
No.
Well, they haven't released all the documents then.
I'm a reasonable man. I believe this. Why would Oswald have this timeline that he did? I mean,
what do you mean?
It's really hard. You can't explain to me how a United States citizen can renounce himself to the Soviet Union, marry a girl, and decide, oh, by the way, I made a mistake. I'd like to come back.
Right, that, when, you've just given the explanation. He hated it over there. He worked at that radio and television tube factory, and he hated the menial work. He had built up in his mind that this was this utopia.
Oh, he hated the work over there, so he decided to come over here and work in a graphics plant. And then he decided to also, that work was more resounding for him. That work
So far, you're correct, yes.
Yeah, that work was much more exciting for him. And then he wanted to come back over, and he got a job at a welding company. That was much more exciting for him.
Right, and he jumped from job to job.
Then he started to work at Jagger's and Chill Stovall Company. That was more exciting for him.
And the Riley Coffee Factory, and then ultimately Schoolbook Depository, right?
And ultimately, he thought being in a book depository was the best thing he could possibly have.
Right.
No, that makes what? No sense to me. It makes complete sense to me.
I don't understand. So Gordon, you worked at a movie theater, and then all of a sudden you worked at the Improv doing door, and then all of a sudden you're at a radio station. Isn't that kind of curious? No. People have different jobs.
So high paying. How is he getting from Minsk to Fort Worth? I mean, there's no bus. I mean, this guy's
how's he getting from Minsk to Fort Worth?
You're saying he was funded by the government to do and given special access by the government?
He's an operative. I think there's no question he's an operative.
Listen to what Michael Lombardi will do. He'll plead that Oswald lived in poverty at one moment, and then the other time is, he's clearly funded.
He had to be. Well, how's he getting around? I mean, these jobs are not high paying, and all of a sudden he gets jobs easily. He has no problem finding work.
How did he take public buses? This is what you're asking.
No. I mean,
how did he get around? How did he get from Minsk to Fort Worth?
From Minsk to Fort Worth.
No, that's not the way he traveled by bus from there. And this is how you overturn all fingerprint analysis and all eyewitness testimony. How did he get from Minsk to Fort Worth?
That's not true. How do you defend Lee Bowers? How do you defend him?
How do I defend Lee Bowers on what?
I mean, Lee Bowers.
Why do I have to defend Lee Bowers?
Who was Lee Bowers for those of us in the dark?
Lee Bowers is a man in the radio, is a man in the train, is a, in a tower, who testified to the Warren Commission that he saw people behind the grassy knoll. He saw movement. He heard flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Heard flashes.
Okay, right. He heard flashes. Whatever that means. Flashes. Anyway, saw flashes.
He didn't make it up. He didn't all of a sudden decide I'm going to come up with a conspiracy. Lee Bowers decided that he testified.
Right.
The other part I
want to
make.
Wait. You want me to explain it? You asked how I explain it, and I'm going to explain it. But now you're on to the next question.
Okay, stay on Lee Bowers. Explain Lee Bowers.
Okay, Lee Bowers. This is very common. You take one eyewitness that says that he saw this, and you will take that, and you will put a magnifying glass on it, and you're ignoring the 150 other people that saw something that corroborates Lone Gunman. But you focus on one thing that you say, hey, isn't this a little weird? And I'm telling you, you have a bias of evidence.
What happened to Lee Bowers, by the way, Michael?
What's that?
What happened to Lee Bowers?
Go ahead. Say mysterious death.
He got killed in a car accident.
Oh, and nobody... That never happens
one
to anybody.
Car,
that's
one
weird.
That is weird.
That is weird.
One car accident.
That's right.
I don't know how he... I don't know. It just seems a little interesting how he passed away. Also, the doctor at Parkland Hospital definitely thought that the wound from the front was an exit wound. How do you defend that?
You're talking about McClellan?
Yeah.
The guy was mistaken.
Oh, okay, there it is.
They also went back in and looked at the photos, and he looked at the photos and go, yeah, that is consistent with my experience. I misspoke when I said cerebellum. I meant cerebral tissue.
Our government lost his brain. How do you explain that?
They didn't lose his brain. It was buried with Kennedy.
I see. It was buried, but they can't seem to find it. They can't, for studies on autopsy.
Go to the eternal flame, look up under it, and there you'll find the brain. This is another thing. Hey, the brain's lost. Okay, well, you just made that up.
These are just interesting. These are interesting things that just seem to pass along. I mean, and if you read anything about Robert, I mean, obviously Robert Kennedy thought this. He thought there was some conspiracy involved. And let me share a story.
Hey, LBJ thought there was a conspiracy. That doesn't mean LBJ's right.
Can I share a story with you?
Yes.
Okay. I am a huge RFK fan. I must have 50 pictures of him in my home. I find the man to be fascinating. I love everything about him. I love his writing. So I'm a fan.
Right.
And only because so I happen to be playing the Redskins back on November 20th, the day of his birthday, in Washington, and I had an arrangement made so I could go over to Hickory Hill. I wanted to walk the property and see it. And I decided that would be a good idea. And so this guy said to me, no, you don't have to walk the property. I'll get you in to meet Ethel. Say, that'd be awfully nice. So I had hot chocolate and chocolate chip cookies with Ethel in the study of Robert Kennedy's home at Hickory Hill, which is no longer in the family.
That's pretty cool.
So we got on the subject. we got on our favorite subject. And we decided to talk about Don Klosterman, who happened to be the owner, not Don Klosterman. Don Klosterman was the general manager of the Baltimore, of the Los Angeles team. Kyle Rosenblum died. And I'm just really unsolicited. I wasn't even probing, Gordy. I wasn't even trying to go to where I wanted to go. But she said to me, you know, they got him too, Kyle Rosenblum, who was a championship swimmer and drowned in six inches of water. And so her point to me was there was more people involved in this than just Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, if she feels that, I kind of feel the same way too.
You can't argue with that, because somebody else is a conspiracy theorist, therefore
well,
it proves
that...
she
had a little bit more information. She slept with the attorney general.
Even LBJ himself said that he felt that there was more to it than this. And he's one of the ones, by the way, who is fingered as the guy who was responsible for it.
So why would the guy who's
responsible for it be encouraging the Warren Commission, hey, keep digging, I think there's more to this. It just doesn't seem plausible to me that Lee Harvey could do it. I think there's more to it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to cite the man who was buying votes all through Texas. I mean, I don't know if you could. Did you ever check his voting record? Did you ever check
LBJ?
The elections, I mean, that LBJ was able to do? I think the Robert Caro book's going to be fascinating. I really do, because Caro is one of the great researchers. He's written 3 volumes of LBJ. He hasn't touched on this subject yet. I think he's done a lot of work on it. I think he's going to come out. But I think ultimately, you know, the reality of the situation is no one's going to be proven correct until we finally get released all the documents, till everything's put out.
It's already been proven. It's proven a million different ways. You have the Zapruder film. You have the Nixon film. You have Hughes film. You have a fingerprint evidence. You have ballistic evidence. You have everything you need that would convict anybody else in America. But when it comes to Lee Harvey Oswald, people just go, well, he's innocent, so we've got to figure out a way to explain away the evidence.
Why did he go meet with the FBI 2 weeks before the assassination?
Hostie? He went to Hostie to tell him to not come around asking his wife anything.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me. Because,
the FBI was keeping an eye on him because he did come back from Russia, and he was known to be said, hey, I'm
a
communist.
Nut. He was a nut.
He was a known nut, and the FBI is keeping tabs on him.
How about this for common ground? Isn't there a chance that there were a lot of people who may have been part of a conspiracy to kill Kennedy, but were not a part of what Lee Harvey Oswald did?
I really think this thing goes back to Cuba. I really do. I think it has a lot of Cuban involvement in it. I think we obviously were trying to kill Castro. I think there's a lot of things involved in Cuba, the fair play for Cuba. I think there's so much there that there's so much that to just think this guy got up in the morning of November 22nd or planned a book depository, he's going to sit up there on the sixth floor. I just find it really hard to believe that this guy, with all these problems in his life, could all of a sudden just come up with this and do this himself. I just find it...
Why is that so amazing to think that a nut with a gun would try to shoot someone else?
All right, then how do you explain Jack Ruby, who's really one... You know, Jack Ruby did an honor to this country by killing Lee Harvey Oswald. How do you explain Ruby?
What do you mean? How do I... I don't even understand the question. What do you mean?
Well, how do you explain if Oswald is a lone gunman?
Yeah.
And how do you explain his association with Jack Ruby?
He didn't have an association with Jack Ruby.
And why? How do you explain that Jack Ruby... Why would Jack Ruby shoot him?
Jack Ruby told you why he shot him. Jack Ruby was under the mistaken impression that Jackie Kennedy was going to have to come back to testify at a trial, and he didn't want her to go through that, and he said he was welled up with emotion, and he did it spurred the impulse. He pulled out his gun, and he shot Oswald.
Ruby had no involvement with the mafia whatsoever.
Ruby was a known underworld character. He was not part of the mafia, but mafia frequented his establishment, and he knew Joe Campisi, which some people say was involved in the mafia, and that's as far as it goes.
All right, we are officially out of time. We could probably let you guys go for 2 more hours. Let me just ask you both one final question about this. Do either of you believe that Martians were involved?
I don't believe in Martians. I really don't. I do think, though, in the report that comes out in 2039, when my son Mick comes and tells me actually who did it, he reads it over my gravestone and says, Pop, this is the guy who did it. I think that's when we'll find out it wasn't Martians. I really do.
I'll end with this, Craig. 20 conspiracy theorists all die and go to heaven. They get up there and they're allowed to ask God, finally. They're finally going to get the truth. And they ask God, please tell us, now that we're dead, we're granted all knowledge, who killed Kennedy? And God says, Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy and he acted alone. And the conspiracy theorists all look at each other and say, wow, this is bigger than we thought.
I will say this. If if this is exactly the way you say it, which I have no reason to believe that it is based on everything that I've read, then I truly think that if that was the case, then there would be enough out there with the government being able to hand us all this information to put all this to bed. But there's so much intrigue going on. There's so many things that add up, whether it's Sam Giacconi, whether it's Carlos Trafficante, whether it's, you know, any of these guys that have some lineage to it, I think just makes it very difficult to really just put the stamp on Lee.
All right, Michael, thank you for being a part of the discussion.
I loved it.
You'll still come on and talk football with us every Tuesday.
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me? I love it. It's the best. You guys have a great day.
Okay, right, you too.
Michael.
Stay hard.
There he goes, Michael Lombardi from the NFL Network and NFL.com. It's 8:40 on the ticket. Coming up next, some information that you should have been knowing about.
All righty. Coming up today on the Hardline, it's College Football Tuesday. We will get into all the big upsets. Iowa State, Baylor,